about her, her body, her mind, her wellness, her sex, her relationships, her aging, her beauty. It's Her Radio. Starring acclaimed entrepreneur and women's advocate, Michelle King Robeson, and leading women's health expert, the doc who walks the talk, Dr. Pam Peek.
Oh, Michelle, how many times have I heard as a physician a woman coming in saying, I feel tired, weak, maybe depressed is thrown in there. And one of the first things that pops out of my mouth, and you and I have talked about this, is, okay, when was the last time you had your thyroid gland, you know, thoroughly assessed and checked out? And I sometimes get a blank stare, and other times they'll say, well, I think I had it done 3-4 years ago, and they didn't say I had to repeat it. And of course, the woman is 45, in the middle of perimenopause, and all this other stuff's going on. So we're gonna talk about tired, weak, or depressed. You may have hypothyroidism with Dr. Theodore Friedman, who is the chairman of the Department of Internal Medicine, UCLA, professor of medicine at UCLA, chief of the Division of Endocrinology, Metabolism, and Molecular Medicine. I could go on for maybe an hour and a half, so we're going to let it go at that. Just know that you are talking to an eminent expert on all things thyroid. Dr. Friedman.
Thank you, Dr. Peek. Very nice words. Nice to hear from you.
All right. So they come in, and you and I have both seen them in our offices, tired, weak, or depressed.
Me.
Yep, there she is, and there's Michelle, who saw you as a patient, and this is how we all kind of connected. So help women listeners out there understand whether or not they may or may not have an issue with their thyroid.
All right. So first of all, hypothyroidism is pretty common among women, especially in the ages of 30 to 50, I would say, but it also affects all ages. And you need to be properly diagnosed and put on medicine if this is your problem. And if it is your problem, you'll feel a lot better on the thyroid medicine. It's not your problem. Thyroid medicine won't help you. So one of the things I do as an endocrinologist is try to figure out the right person to treat with thyroid medicine.
Okay, well, you know, you said that, you know, this is very common among the ages of, you know, from about 30 to 50 or so. What about men? What's the ratio? I mean, a lot of women ask, gee, you know, my husband's a little out of it and he's feeling tired and da-da-da. Could he have a thyroid issue as well?
Absolutely. So the female-to-male ratio is about 4-to-1. So 4 times more women get it than men. However, because it's such a common disease, men can get it also. And they shouldn't have to suffer with their tired, weak, and depressed bodies. They should get treatment also if it's appropriate to them.
All right. So one of the biggest questions I've heard, and I know that, you know, this issue of weight comes up all the time, but, oh, my gosh, I have seen easily weight gains anywhere from 10 to 30 pounds when women do not have this addressed, and they've been walking around with this, you know, by history, probably for at least a couple of years or longer. Is this also an outstanding symptom that you've seen as well?
Absolutely. So weight gain can certainly happen. People that are hypothyroid are sluggish. So I think it's a combination. They don't exercise that much. They're not that active. And a lot of times they eat to try to treat, you know, give them a little boost, get them a little more energy, and they start putting on the weight. And it's a slow disease. It gets worse each year. And this could account for the weight gain that you're talking about, this 10 to 30-pound weight gain.
But what really happens to the metabolism? All right, because you know, as you and I both know, that thyroid is integral to the metabolic process. So what really happens in hypothyroidism to metabolism?
Right, so I think it depends somewhat on how severe it is, but in general with hypothyroidism, your metabolism slows down. You don't burn your calories as well.
So, you know, Dr. Friedman, we're talking about metabolism. Women talk about metabolism all the time, and they wonder, how is it that the thyroid gland really plays a role in metabolism? How about just playing that out a little bit here?
Okay. I think it's a lot of factors. Some of it has to do with the thyroid regulates your adrenaline. Your adrenaline causes the food to be broken down and also to give you energy, to control just exactly what happens to the calories. Some of it, I think, has to do with the sluggishness you get. You're just not as active, and you're not exercising. You're eating worse foods. When you're tired or run down, general people go for the worst food.
Uh-huh. Okay. Well, you know, Michelle and I were talking a little earlier amongst ourselves about the whole issue of when hormones go awry in a woman's life, that sometimes it's just so mysterious and so perplexing, and they stumble around before they finally enter, you know, your hallowed halls. And they've oftentimes been misdiagnosed, or they've blown themselves off just saying, well, I'll get over it. I think that that's a really interesting thing that is unique to endocrinology, because people of so many of these women have seen so many other doctors and other practitioners and still haven't gotten the answer they needed, and are probably incredibly relieved when they finally are sitting in front of you.
Yeah, absolutely. So I think, Pam, there's about, you know, probably about half the people that have hypothyroidism aren't diagnosed.
They're going around suffering and just
feeling miserable. On the other hand, there's a lot of people that were misdiagnosed and were told they have hypothyroidism when they probably don't.
That's what happened to me. And you're the one who told me that.
Yeah.
But they put me on thyroid medication,
right.
and then I had to be on, then I couldn't go off of it. By the time I got to you, Theo, it was
right.
too late.
And not only that, but they probably missed your main problem, which was your menopausal issue.
Yes, exactly.
So
that's exactly right.
It's very
important
to put the right patient on the right medicine.
That's exactly right. And then, so quickly, can you tell us what kind of blood work someone needs to have, and what kind of doctor should they be seeing? Because I think this is part of the problem, right? I went to a doctor that didn't know what they were doing.
Exactly. So I would recommend an endocrinologist for most cases of hypothyroidism. The main test that pretty much every doctor does, and it's pretty easy to interpret, is called a TSH. TSH is a hormone that comes from the pituitary. If your thyroid's not working well, the TSH goes up. But the question is, at what level is a high TSH concerning enough to treat?
Right.
So the higher the TSH, the more underactive your thyroid is. I think everybody would agree TSH of greater than 10, you should be treated. The TSH that's completely normal, you probably shouldn't be treated. But then you have this whole gray area, which most of the women in the United States probably fall in, that's in the upper part of the normal range. So the second most important test to do is called a TPO antibody. It stands for thyroid peroxidase antibody. And this measures whether you have antibodies attacking your thyroid. If you have antibodies attacking your thyroid, it's called Hashimoto's thyroiditis. And this is almost exclusively the reason why a woman would have an underactive thyroid, is if she has these antibodies. So most doctors don't order this test, but if you go to a good endocrinologist, they would.
They would.
And this sort of the combination of a high-ish TSH and these antibodies means that you should go on thyroid medicine.
How about T3 and T4? Is that
right.
Well, that's
those
a
are
big
helpful
question.
Also. Exactly. So those are helpful, too, that right. some people don't convert their T4 to T3 well, or
right.
they have a pituitary problem, and their T4, their TSH is normal or low, but their T4 and T3 are low. So
right.
I often get all those hormones, the T4, the T3, the TSH, and the TPO antibody, and try to look at the whole picture, including get a careful history from the patient, as well as examine their thyroid.
Gotcha. And what kind of thyroid supplement do you usually use?
Okay. I did want to make one more comment before I address that, is why I think that TPO antibody is so important, and why I think Michelle was misdiagnosed. So that TPO antibody means your gland is being attacked. Your gland is a sick gland. So if you have a healthy gland and your TPO antibodies are negative, you're going to go along fine. You're not going to develop hypothyroidism down the road. If you have a sick gland, it means your gland is starting to get worse, and some of your symptoms may be due to the underactive thyroid. It's only going to get worse. So people with
gotcha.
A sick gland, I want to start treating right away. People
right.
with a healthy gland,
right.
better not treat them, because it's better to have the own gland that's healthy gotcha. Do its own thing.
Well, Dr. Friedman, we want to thank you so very much for joining us to help explain hypothyroidism, and the website is goodhormonehealth.com. Thank you, Dr. Friedman.
You're listening to Her Radio on Radio MD. This is Michelle King-Robeson with Dr. Pam Pig. Like us on Facebook, follow us on Twitter.